And welcome back, everybody. It's Kyle High with you this morning. I just kind of blanked out for you, but good morning. I hope everybody is having a good day. And now joining us in studio this morning is Denise Short from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. I was going to try to help you out there. Wasn't sure where you were going.
I just did. Sometimes I just blank out. Yeah. So it happens sometimes. All right. Well, a few things going on. Just kind of some upcoming events going on. And one of the things that you want to talk about is the ribbon cutting tomorrow for the bike share.
Yeah, Sam was on last week and we talked about it in depth, but tomorrow we have the ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. down on 8th and Walnut Street, and we've got a representative from Blue Cross and Blue Shield that will be there, you know, along with Sam from Visit Coffeeville, Janie from CACF, and Coffeeville's Reawakening. So if you're out and about, want to stop in and watch the ribbon cutting, come on down. And then one of the other things we have going on, I mean, I know it's a long weekend, so, if you don't have anything planned, on Monday, the Aquatic Center is hosting their dog swim. And it's a once-a-year type deal where they let the dogs in. So instead of letting them out.
Right.
Yeah, I saw your face. I knew you were going to
let the dogs in.
So Monday the 6th from 5:30 to 7, you can bring there one handler and one dog, one dog per handler, I guess is the way you should say it.
In other words, one person can't have like five dogs
right,
in there.
Right, yeah. Don't try that. For $6 or a donation of like a large dog food or large bag of kitty litter. And this all benefits Friends of the Animals. And then if you bring your, some other guest or something, that's $3 each. If you have any questions, you can message the Facebook page for the pool. And the dogs need, the rules are this. You have to have a current rabies vaccination for the dogs or a city tag to show. So make sure that they're all up to date before you go throwing them in with the other ones. So
make sure your dog goes well behaved as well. So.
Exactly. So that ought to be a fun time, and an end of the summer type swim for everybody that wants to get in on it.
And then the dogs even get to cool off. So
exactly. I think it would be, I think most dogs like the water.
Oh yeah, so. They don't get the term doggy paddle from nowhere.
Exactly,
because that's how doggos like to swim. So,
and then not this weekend, but next weekend, September 11th. There's a lot going on in town. So, just a couple things I wanted to hit was, we have the 100-mile rummage sale going on. So, if you haven't got your little license for that yet, make sure you do. A lot of local area churches are putting together a We Remember celebration out at Walter Johnson Park. And that starts, I think, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they've got music, food, games, bouncy houses for the kids and everything. So make sure and check that out if you don't have anything else going on. And then the big one for the 11th will be the Cruise in Coffeeville event that's going on. Justin Martin, Megan, and Yancey Johnson are all, have put this together with the poker run, music, just a lot of things for that day. I think it all starts at around 4 o'clock. The concert's at 8. So make sure and come out and support the Cruise in Coffeeville night. And just to let you know, the Midland Theater, there's a few things going on there, but we will be a poker run stop.
Oh, very
from 4
cool.
To 6. So, yeah. So come and see us and we'll give you a card or whatever you do. I've never been in a poker run before, so it'll be a learning experience for me. Midland also has our quarterly newsletter that we put out. We've got, I think, 600 people subscribed to this newsletter. It's really great for people out of town that want to know, what's going on with us and currently what, with our fundraising and the restoration and everything at the Midlands. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go to our Facebook page and message your email address and we'll get you on there and you'll get on the mailing list and get that once a quarter. So I think, movie night. That's the only League of Their Own on the 24th.
Oh, so, such a good movie. Such a classic.
Yeah. So it's second to the last movie. So, and it might be a little bit cooler here in a couple weeks, so that might be a good time to come out and see that. And then the last thing we've got going on is Christmas on the Plaza. We're right smack dab in the middle of getting it planned and looking for vendors and anybody that wants to help or have any suggestions for activities, you know, let us know.
All right, so that's some good stuff going on. But again, don't forget that the bike share ribbon cutting is tomorrow. The doggo swim out at the Aquatic Center is going to be on Monday on Labor Day. And then looking a little further ahead, the 100-mile sail and the cruise in Caulfield. Those are just kind of some events coming up here pretty soon. So, Denise, if anybody has any questions about these events or anything else, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Okay, well, they can always call me, 620-252-5861. ILoveCaulfield.com will get you to the websites of the city, the chamber. Most of these things are listed somewhere out there. But particularly Facebook pages for the Midland, the Cruisin' Caulfield. I think they have their own Facebook page. You know, there's several ways. So call the chamber, call the city. They'll direct you to one of us.
All right. Well, some good stuff going on there. Well, Denise, I appreciate you coming in today, and I will talk to you again next Thursday.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.